This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Now, I've got Emily Burns with me in the studio. Hi, Emily.
Hey, Connor, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. So, Emily, it's Christmas Day. Wish everybody a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everyone. I hope everyone's having a lovely Christmas.
Of course they are. They're eating pigs in blankets.
What more could you ask for?
So, Emily, you are my next big thing all this week on Fun Kids with your new track, Damn Good Liar.
Yay, thank you so much. I'm honoured.
Super exciting. Right? We absolutely love the tune here at Fun Kids. It's a great, great song.
Thank you. I'm so glad you like it.
So, Emily, you are only 24 years old. And you have achieved lots of crazy stuff in your time. So you come to the final, I see here, in Live and Unsigned. Is that correct? In 2010?
Yeah. So, wow, that was, 8 years ago that must have been now. I was 16 when I did that.
So you were 16 when you did that. What did that do for you? Did that sort of give you a bit of an eye-opener as to, like, how the music industry worked and stuff?
It did. It was the first time I kind of got up on stage and actually decided to play in front of, you know, people that weren't just mum and dad in the living room. It was like a big thing for me to get out and start performing to big crowds, and to have people actually saying to me that they, like, just random people with no agenda, telling me that they liked my songs and that they thought I was talented. Yeah.
Definitely. Getting amazing feedback from people is definitely what probably boosted you into thinking, hold on a minute, I could maybe do this for a living. I could maybe be a singer.
Exactly. I think that was it. That was the point. I thought, actually, I could try and make this my job.
So off the back of Live and Unsigned, where you reached the final, I read that you become a receptionist at Abbey Road Studios. Is that correct?
Yeah, I did. So when I moved to London, I became the receptionist there I was there for about 4.5 years, and I only stopped working there about 6 months ago now.
So for everyone listening that maybe is wondering, what is Abbey Road Studios? It is basically the studios where some of the biggest artists in the world have recorded music, right?
And
you met a producer there who allowed you to make a track, and that was the track that kind of boosted you into the world of music.
Yeah, so I was really fortunate that I was able to meet some really amazing people whilst working there. And I was really lucky that they let me have some downtime and start to build up a collection of my own material. Working there, just on the reception desk, has played a huge part in my career today.
Amazing. I think that's really good for all the listeners, because, of course, a lot of our listeners are young and they're probably thinking, oh, maybe one day I want to be a musician, and it's good for them to be aware. Start doing these things that allow you to move your way into the music industry, but learn a lot, and it's okay to work, and they're sort of the chapters you have to go through, really, in order to get to where you want to be, right? A lot of our listeners here are a really big fan of a young lady called Nina Nesbitt.
I love Nina Nesbitt.
Yeah, she's awesome. I actually had the opportunity to interview her about a month ago about her new track, Loyal To Me, and she was one of the best people I've ever met. She was such good fun.
Yeah, she's such a lovely girl as well.
So you supported her. Amazing.
Yes. Yeah, so at her last headline show in London, I was lucky enough to support her, and it was like super, super cool crowd, and it was a great vibe. Really cool evening.
How was that for you? Because, of course, she's going on and just conquering the world already with music, isn't she? Like, she's absolutely smashing it. So for you, it must have been amazing to be able to get some advice from a girl who's very similar to you with the sort of music that she's making. It must have been really nice to see how she's doing things as well.
Yeah, I think so. It's just nice to talk to and meet other people who are, obviously she's further down the line, and it's like seeing what she's gone through and what she's doing now.
Brilliant. Well, congratulations to you. Now, moving on to the track, the most exciting bit of the interview. damn good liar. Okay, so we want to know about it. Tell us about the track. Where did it come from? What made you write this song? It's got a really nice vibe to it. I'm a huge fan. Thank you. Us know about it.
So I went to Stockholm. This is my first time writing outside of the UK. And I met these two girls called Mad Fun. And we started just jamming this idea and like putting some guitar ideas down. And like by the end of the day, we just had this song. And I was like, that has to be a single. Like,
yeah,
I loved it. And it felt so real and raw and emotional because I'd just gone through that experience.
Well, I'm so happy you released it, because when I heard the track, when I was trying to find my next big thing for this week, I just instantly knew that it had to be there. It had to be my track of the week. It's just so good. What would you say kind of your inspiration behind the sound of the track was? Because, I mean, it's got a real sort of pop, but also quite a unique vibe to it, hasn't it?
Thank you, yeah. I think, although I'm definitely, would describe myself as a pop artist, I love R&B music as well. And like growing up, like listening to Prince as well. And so I'd say there's definitely some of that influence behind the track and the way it's ended up sounding. And also like just the whole Swedish pop thing. I love it. And I'm a huge fan of Scandinavian pop. And I'd say I'm trying to do sort of this Scandi pop thing, but with quite British vocals and lyrics, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I guess I can kind of hear that now. Like, now you've said that, I definitely understand what you're talking about with the track.
Okay, amazing.
No, I do understand what you're saying. It's got kind of that European vibe to it, hasn't it?
Yeah, that's what I'm aiming for, yeah.
So, well, you're only 24 years old. We've had a little chat. And it's safe to say that you're doing amazing. So we're very, very happy here. We're huge fans of you, as are the listeners now. They're going to become huge fans of Emily Burns.
Thank you so much. It's been amazing to talk to you. Thank you.
Brilliant. And also a massive congratulations on your Spotify streams on this track. I've checked it out and you are well over a quarter of a million. That's incredible.
Yeah, I know. I can't believe it. I just saw it this morning. Like, to go on this morning, see, I've had 250,000 streams in the past couple of weeks. It blows me away. Like, I can't even wrap my head around it.
Incredible. And what an amazing Christmas present on Christmas Day, eh, Emily?
I know.
Congratulations, Emily. You have been my next big thing all this week on Fun Kids. Thanks so much for coming to speak to me.
Thank you very much. Have a great Christmas.
Thanks, Emily.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.